عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا، يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا، ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا، إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا، إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا، فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا، وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا، متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا، ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا، ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا، قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا، ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا، عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا، ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون، إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا، وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا، عاليهم ثياب سندس من خضر واستبرق، وحلوا أساور من فضة، وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا، إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. 18 verses of the Quran describing Jannat, Rayul Ain, as if Jannat is in front of you. In that manner Allah describes Jannat in these verses of the Quran, on the shock, on the inclination for Jannat of this ordinary black sahabi. What one verse, time is limited, just one verse, Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. If only you could see, if only you could see that Jannat which I prepared, you will see bounties, وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. You will see a vast kingdom. Who is saying? Allah is saying. Somebody who has got £100 says, I've got a lot of money. How much money has he got? I've got a lot of money. He's got £100. His perception of lot is £100. Someone is a millionaire. He says, I got a lot of money. How much money has he got? Yeah, who is saying vast kingdom? Allah is saying. Allah is saying mulkan kabira. The same Allah who this dunya, this entire world. Already said the known world today, there are approximately 200 countries. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودْ مَا سَقَى كَافِرًا مِّنْهَا شُرْبَةَ مَا. That if this world had the value in the sight of Allah equivalent to the wing of one mosquito, if the entire world had the value in the sight of Allah equivalent to the wing of one mosquito, Allah would not have given the disbelievers one droplet of water to drink. But this world is not equal. Not equal in Allah's sight to the wing of one mosquito. Not equal. If pro rata we take the wing of the mosquito, just for our understanding. He said not equal. Let us assume it is equal. Take the wing of the mosquito pro rata and divide it into 200 parts. What tiny part remains for England? Then divide it further. What tiny part remains for London? Then go even further, what tiny part remains for Stratham? And then one person in Stratham, who's got a few zeros in his bank balance, owns a few shops or maybe a few cars, who has some investment, sits down and feels that now I am somebody. I own a lot. Like one alim, one of our elders, he puts it beautifully, he says, what is the haysiyat of this person compared to everyone, compared to the rest of the world? 6 billion insan sharing this earth. What is his haysiyat? What is his relation compared to everything else? He says, agar apne haysiyat ko samajna, to office mein baithkar mat socho, baitul khala mein baithkar socho, ke mere andar se kya nikal raha hai. If you want to understand how important and relevant you are, don't sit in your office and think about it. Sit in the toilet and think about it. That what is coming out from me? Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah used to say, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْ مَجْرَ الْبَوْلِ مَرَّتَيْنِ كَيْفَ يَتَكَبَّرُ. It surprises me that that individual that passed through the passage of urine twice, insan has to pass through the passage of urine twice. He says, that individual that passed through the passage of urine twice, how arrogance and pride still comes into him. How does he still feel that I am somebody? What is the haysiyat? What is the value? فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, on the day of judgment, there will be some people from my ummah. They will be brought, their wealth will be brought, their buildings will be brought, their investments will be brought, and they will be placed with their investments on one pan of the scale, and on the other pan of the scale, a tiny grain of mustard seed will be kept. The pan containing the mustard seed will rush downwards because of its weight, and this person, with all his pomp and all his glitter and all his worldly possessions, will shoot up into the air. The angel will announce, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. Today he has no weight or no recognition whatsoever. On the other hand, on one occasion, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is walking. The wind blows, his kurta lifts up. When his kurta lifts up, his shins become exposed. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his shins were very thin and insignificant. Few of the companions, seeing that, they begin to laugh a little bit. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, why are you laughing? They said, we observe the shins of Ibn Mas'ud that it is so thin. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُدٍ. You are laughing at how thin it is. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these shins of Ibn Mas'ud will be more weighty in the court of Allah than the mountain of Uhud. Weight in Allah's court is not dependent on the things of this world. Weight in Allah's court is dependent on a'mal, is dependent on sifat, is dependent on qualities. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that effort on Sahaba ikram, men and women, that each one could take directly from the treasures of Allah. One woman comes to Madina Munawwara with her young son. It was a practice in Madina Munawwara, when the delegations would come, she is sent to some females amongst the Sahaba to teach her deen. Her son is sent to the males among Sahaba to teach him deen. The environment of Madina does not agree with her son. He becomes ill. Then he passes away. His janazah is prepared. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, send for his mother. She comes. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator of the hadith, he says, Ajuzan Amya, an elderly woman who was blind and elderly. She comes into the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She can't even see. She has a desire in her heart. She has a call in her heart. She has a pain in her heart. She's carrying some burden in her heart. In front of her is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of her is Abu Bakr, in front of her is Umar, in front of her is Usman, is Ali radiallahu anhum, and the galaxy of Sahaba. Yet a new Muslim, few days in Madina Munawwara, she does not request any one of them to make dua. She doesn't request any one of them to make dua, she herself makes dua. Such was the environment of Madina Munawwara. Such was the vibrant environment of Iman that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort on Sahaba ikram that each one learned to take directly from Allah. Each one's ta'alluq with Allah was developed like that. She goes down onto her knees, feels the feet of her son. Allahumma inni aslamtu laka taw'an wa khala'tu al-awthana zuhdan wa hajartu ilayka raghbatan. فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِي عَبَدَدَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمُصِيبَةِ مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لِي بِحَمْلِهَا. She says, oh Allah, I accepted Islam willingly. I gave up idol worship. I gave up every form of shirk with shock, with inclination. I made hijrat in your way. I strove in your path with raghbat. Oh Allah, I have come to Medina for what? To gain deen. Why? Because I want to go back to my people. I want to give them Islam. I want them to be safe from Jahannam. I want them to go to Jannah. This was the, when Sahaba, men, women, children, when they accepted Iman, automatically, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam transmitted itself into them. Each one was imbibed with the fikr and concern for humanity. That how this humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. How this humanity can be introduced to Allah. How this humanity can understand the beauty that the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam represents. And for that they gave everything. Her son has died. She's making dua. What is the crux of her dua? Not, Ya Allah, you took my son away. He's so young, no one will support me. No! Ya Allah, you took my son away. When I go back to my people to tell them about you and tell them about Islam and tell them about your Rasul, they are going to mock at me. Your new religion cost the life of your son. What Islam are you going to come to tell us about? Her concern is not the loss of her child. Her concern is the obstacle this will become to the tabligh of this deen. New Muslim, few days of Islam, such was the environment of Medina Munawwara. Such was the effort that Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made upon them. That the whole goal, the whole maqsad of their existence changed. Insaniyat, humanity must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Compassion, concern, the cry and pain of humanity in the heart. Ya Allah, you took my son, this will become an obstacle. Anas radiallahu anhu says, barely she finished her dua and her son removed the kafan cloth from his body. He stood up. He lived through the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the life of Abu Bakr, through the khilafat of Umar, and he became shaheed in the time of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. New Muslim, such value, such weight they had in the court of Allah. When they would raise their hand, the arsh of Allah would shake. Such an environment existed in Madinah Munawwara. Coming back to what we are saying, that Allah in whose eyes this entire world is not equal to the wing of one mosquito, when Allah says, if you see my Jannat, if you see my Jannat, you will see a vast kingdom. Jibreel Amin, it is said from the head to the toe of this one angel is a distance of 14,000 years. 600 wings. One wing he opens, the whole east will be blotted. One wing he opens, the whole west will be blotted. Jibreel says, I traveled for years and years and years in Maidan-e-Mazid, one plane of Jannat. And he said, I could not finish the one plane of Jannat. Such a Jannat, such a Jannat. When the Sahabi hears this, he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Awa taraini, ma yaraina. Will my eyes see this Jannat that is described in these verses of the Quran? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, you are a Jannati. When he hears this, there and then he passes away on the spot. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses his companions and he says, laqad akhraja nafsa sahibikum ash-shawqu ila al-jannah. The shawq, the inclination, the raghbat, the desire for Jannat has taken the life of your companion. Akhirat was a reality, Jannat was a reality, such a reality that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, low kushif al ghita, mazdat to imana. If Jannat and Jahannam had to be brought in front of us, we saw it with our eyes, we had heard about it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now we saw it with our eyes, Ali says our iman would not increase, we have more conviction on what we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than what our own eyes are showing us. That was ishq of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was ghulami of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My respected brothers, this little bit of harkat that is taking place, especially in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, jamaats go out in the path of Allah. The goal and object of it is this. It is no movement or no organization or there's no political agenda. One cry, one concern that how we can bring our lives on such a pattern that will please Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How we can become the true friends of Allah. How we can recognize the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah can use us as a source of benefit, as a source of mercy to this entire humanity that is thirsty out there and that is waiting for us to bring this message of concern, to bring this message to link one person to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this, my respected brothers, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on this I will terminate. He said, man sama yawman, fi sabilillah, fi ghairi Ramadan. He said, that person who will fast one day, while striving in the path of Allah, not in Ramadan, he said, fi ghairi Ramadan, outside Ramadan. Nafil fast, outside Ramadan, in the path of Allah, bu'ida anin nar, mi'ata amin, sayr al mudammar al jawad. He said a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years. The distance that he will cover, that distance, Allah will distance this person from Jahannam for fasting one day in the path of Allah, outside Ramadan. What will Allah give him if he will fast in the path of Allah in Ramadan? My respected brothers, we don't know if we live to see another Ramadan. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ This is where we are supposed to be competing. The field is open. Loot lo, ye lootne ka zamana hai. This is the time, my respected brothers, to reap the harvest of akhirat.